Oasis Audio presents The Mystery on Blizzard Mountain by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly.
Chapter 1, A Mountain of Surprise.
Left. No, turn right, said 14-year-old Henry Alden. He held the map up and frowned.
Yes, that's it. We're supposed to turn right at the next stop sign.
James Alden nodded. He was Henry's grandfather, and he was driving his four grandchildren, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, to visit the daughter of an old friend. Her name was Maris Grayson, and she was a park ranger at Seven Mountains Wilderness Park.
Are we lost?
Violet, who was 10 years old, asked in a worried voice.
We've been driving for a long, long time.
We're not lost, Henry said cheerfully. We'll be there soon.
6-year-old Benny, who had been looking out the window, said,
We haven't passed any houses for miles and miles.
Oh, but look,
12-year-old Jesse said.
There's a sign that says Grayson.
Grandfather turned down a very narrow, very bumpy dirt road. They rocked from one rut in the road to another. Finally, Grandfather stopped the car in a small clearing. In the middle of the clearing was a small log cabin. The door opened, and a big, furry dog came bounding out. A woman followed the dog out into the clearing.
Shoo, she said. Heel.
The woman was small and strong-looking, with short, jet-black hair. She wore jeans, hiking boots, and a red and black checked wool shirt. Grandfather got out of the car.
Maris Grayson, it's good to see you,
he said.
It's been much too long.
It has, she said with a quick smile.
But you haven't changed.
She gave Grandfather Alden a hug. It's so good to see you, James.